These are the words for today. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to admit, it was tempting to go after false prophets, because we could hold them up like straw man and beat them mercilessly. But I think there is something a little deeper to find here. In our age, we know a lot about medication. And our government tries to prevent counterfeit medication from getting to us through the normal sources. Now, you can defeat that defense by purchasing unwisely. But with medications, there is a healing power that's been discovered. Also, used wrongly, it can harm you. But most dangerous is to have a medication you think will heal, and it actually does nothing in the way of healing. It is a counterfeit that you should avoid. Now, I begin this way because we aren't too much into animal work. We know more about medicine these days. Jesus indeed warns against false prophets, for they appear to be sheep or disciples, and they are really wolves, counterfeit sheep. So the problem in the kingdom is this: that the path to heaven is a narrow way and gate. You find it, you enter it, you're led to it by trusting in Jesus. So Matthew teaches us here by the words of Jesus. And the false prophets claim to speak in Jesus' name. So how do you tell that outer woolly look from the real substance of a sheep? For they even do miracles, and they have power over evil. But they misuse the name of Jesus. They do not trust his saving power. They do not understand his teaching. Therefore, they are wolves who look like disciples. They are therefore not of God. They have the appearance of good works, and they are to be judged then by their teaching, their message, their prophecy. For Jesus says, by their fruits you shall know them. They lead us not to the narrow gate and through that gate with faith. They are destructive in the kingdom. They lead down the wide, spacious path, the way of unbelief, setting aside what Jesus taught or repeating what he taught. They are lying spirit in the mouth, as the false prophet said in the days of Ahab before the battle at Ramoth Gilead. They are like Hananiah in the days of Jeremiah, who led the people to follow their sensuality and to blaspheme the way of truth, to trust the lie, and instead of having a wooden bar, to have an iron one that was even worse. It is the false teachers in 2 Peter 2 who led people to just go with their sensual lives, to blaspheme the way of truth and exploit the people with such false words. In our time, it could be the lie, well, it's just my body, that bit of flesh in my womb, I can deal with that by having it removed. I don't need that problem. It is the six steps of feeling good kind of messages that avoid giving the placebo instead of the real healing, of talking about the sin and the distance from God and the bad behavior that God sees, a problem that cannot be ignored. Or, as in John 1, chapter 2, no one who denies the Son has the Father. So it must present Christ in the proper way. For the Father wants to gather righteousness. Who knows the true identity of Jesus except the one who knows his own or her own sinfulness? Who knows the true Jesus who does not see him as a savior from sin? Who is a true disciple who does not hold fast to everything that he commanded as dear and precious help for life? For they are the ones that bear fruits of repentance and faith. There's no reliance on good works or good intentions. They plead for mercy from the Father. They trust in the promises that Jesus spoke, for he is the shepherd whose voice we hear. They are truly sheep of the flock who are led to that narrow gate by faith. Those without fruits of faith simply call Lord, Lord, leaving aside the commands of Jesus, for they do not trust. And they are not then of God. So we need to beware of such voices, such false prophets. They speak godly names, but they are counterfeit in their discipleship and in their trust, wolves in sheep clothing. So again, we continue, as you do here, today and through the week and maybe the rest of the summer, to study God's Word, asking God in prayer to carry you along the narrow way through the gate, even tomorrow returning to receive the sacrament and knowing the precious blood of Christ in forgiveness through your own mouth with your own faith. So we pray, Lord, help us beware of false prophets and always to be faithful ones ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.